episode.
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's another week, another day, another dollar.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Brown Girl Bible. I'm so excited to be here with everyone again on this Wednesday. I hope everyone's having just the best day ever.
Yes, we hope it's the best day ever, and we hope that this episode really ministers to you, and we hope that you've been reading the book with us.
Right. Have they been reading Crazy Faith by Michael Todd? But I can't really answer. But if you want to put a review in the comments below or a comment, let us know.
Yes, I think some people have been reading along, so we love to see that for sure. So before we jump into chapter 5, Taylor.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
What has been a podcast that you have been loving or that you love? Just one of your favorites, something that you love listening to. Tell us about it.
Give some people some. My number one favorite podcast that I am most consistent listening to is called Here's the Thing by Kevon Stay.
Here's another thing for you.
We need a custom theme song.
Right.
It should be us freestyling, just saying Brown Girl Bible and freestyling.
Brown Girl Bible.
Yeah.
Brown Girl Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be it.
That would be it. But yeah, it's Kevon Stage is a clean comedian. His co-host is That Chick Angel. And they just talk about kind of like current events going on in culture and music and just Black culture and the world. And so they're funny, they're fun. I can relate to the content and I just enjoy it. It's kind of just like entertainment for me rather than like self-help or anything like spiritual.
No, they're wild.
Yeah,
when I say wild. I be dying listening to them, I be absolutely like not okay. Like, is she breathing? Like,
yeah,
they are really wild. I'll be dead at That Chick Angel. She is so funny.
She's
for real,
so
like
funny,
just so funny.
Hilarious.
Cool. Well,
what about you?
You know,
you're the podcast queen.
Yeah, girl. And you know, I've really cut back by the grace of God. You know,
love you.
We love podcasts, absolutely. But when you're just listening 24/7 to stuff, it's like maybe take a little time to pause and have silence in your life, you know. So, but I love podcasts. And I obviously listen to, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think right now, the most consistent podcast I'm listening to, I listen to a lot of MCU podcasts. A
lot of what?
MCU podcasts.
Break that down.
So that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Get into it. Yeah.
I am very into it. I don't have to get into it. I'm there. I'm deep in
present.
It. I am researching the fan theories. Okay. I am watching the trailers on 0.5 speed on YouTube. I am
0.5 speed.
Yeah, I'm listening to the full descriptions of how comic books went and how it could possibly go in the upcoming movies and TV shows. So if you are an MCU fan, you know, hit me up. I'll send you the podcast I listen to. I really am there. Strong fan. So yes.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes, and you just saw Spider-Man the other day, so,
listen,
you know.
I was shook, screaming in the theater.
I gotta see it. Couldn't make it, but I'm gonna see it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see it. So, Lauren, let's start into chapter 5. As most of you guys know, we are reading through Crazy Faith by Michael Todd. He is a pastor in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and this season on Brown Girl Bible, we're doing a book review, and we're going chapter by chapter, and today we are on chapter 5, which is called, drumroll, Wavy Faith.
Huh. Yes. So this chapter was really him talking a lot about that story in the Bible where Jesus has the disciples. He walks on water and calls Peter goes out of the boat and walks on the waves with Jesus. So he really gets into the fact that, you know, this disciples were supposed to meet Jesus somewhere. They were taking a boat. And it's really like Jesus kind of sent them out into this storm. And so he's really going in depth on having faith when we're in a storm and how sometimes, I mean, I think all of us can agree that we have definitely been in storms of our own making, unless you're perfect, which I love that for you, sis.
I love that for you.
We appreciate you, the one person that is really here listening, but not me personally or probably anyone else. But yeah, but he's really talking about them just random pop-up storms. You're like, God, what did I do wrong? Like, all I was trying to do was follow you. Like, you sent me out on this boat to come meet you, and now there's like 20-foot waves, and I'm very afraid. Like, what's going on? But having faith in those moments and even taking a step out of the boat to move towards him during those seasons. So he really talks about our perspective in these times, our perspectives of these storms. And really just not always going to our first impression of our perception. That's something that he talks about. So when we are coming upon a hard time, a storm is brewing, really taking a pause and asking God, okay, God, what is your plan? What are you trying to do through this? What do you have for me to do through this? How can I trust in you? How can I wait on you during this time? And I just want to read this quote from the book that he has. Wavy faith examines before expressing. If you don't give unfamiliar situations in your life enough time to unfold, you might label something evil when it's actually of God. If you don't look long enough while filtering your perception through the Word of God, it's way too easy to prematurely mislabel. The way God appears to you and moves and performs miracles in the middle of a storm may look different than when you were on dry land. The way he manifests in your next season might not be the same as you've experienced before. So I know that so many of us have heard testimonies of someone being like, I lost my job and I just couldn't imagine how this would be good, what God wanted. But out of it, God provided an opportunity for me to start doing what I was really called to do and like excel in that. Or like, you know, I like a relationship didn't work out that I thought would really be the right thing for me, but God was had something better for me down the line. Or even like, you know, I was serving in this ministry in this way and it completely failed and I couldn't imagine why God wouldn't want this to succeed. It's for his good, it's his work. But it was because God had something even better to make out of the ashes of it. So that's really what he is talking about, having faith that God is sovereign, he's in control, he's working things for your good, even when it's looking very suspect, it's looking very sketchy, it's looking very, what is this giving? It's giving unstable situation.
Yeah, and I thought it's crazy, when you started talking about Peter and Jesus, the thing that the Lord really put on my heart is that Jesus never asked us to have faith and do something that he hasn't already done. Like Jesus walked on the water first.
Come on.
I forgot about that. Like I just had in my mind, oh, Peter just stepping on the boat. Jesus walked out the water on the water first. And then, you know, invited his disciples to do the same. And so we are following behind the ultimate forerunner. We're following behind the ultimate leader, who's Jesus, who's already done it. We have the same exact power and authority that he does. And so it's just proof already that we can do it. So that should add to our faith. But like Lauren said, like the storms, they really can get you and be really, really tough. Yeah. Also, Lauren, when you were talking about how you said wavy faith examines before expressing, if you don't give unfamiliar situations in your life enough time to unfold, you may label something evil when it's actually of God. It really reminded me of this past year. And I went through some romantic relationship hardships, I would say, a lot of ups and downs. And I was actually fully engaged, planning my wedding, have my wedding dress, put the down payment on the venue, date set, ready to go. And about 3 months before the date, my fiance says he doesn't want to get married anymore. So that was really tough for me. That was really hard. That was probably the most hurtful thing I've been through. And it was definitely a storm. It felt very much like, God, do you not care about me? Are you punishing me? What is the purpose in this? And the Lord ended up showing me that really the purpose is that that wasn't the person that he has for me. And I wasn't the person that for him either. So it's not even anything against my ex or anything like that. Nothing either way. I think we both understand that it wasn't the best fit for either of us. But the Lord was really began to show me. I can only speak to what God spoke to me about how, you know, that wasn't really where I was supposed to be in order to walk in my purpose. And he made that clear to me over this year. So it was just a really tough though, because in the moment, in the midst of the storm, when my eyes weren't on Jesus, it just felt like unnecessary pain, unnecessary turmoil. What's the purpose? Punishment, something evil. But the Lord really began to shift my perspective as I did a fast and stuff like that with some people, and just stay close to community and stay close to the Lord. But it was a tough moment.
Yeah, so Taylor, can you give just a little bit more context into like that relationship? Like what was the situation beyond just like you guys didn't work out?
Yeah, my child's father and I were really trying to make it work. I think there was a genuine love there, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't the best fit, and we went through a lot to find that out. Both of us had to realize things about ourselves that we didn't know, and it was just a lot to deal with, and it all happened in such a short amount of time too. So just a lot of pressure, and it was a really tough moment. You know, you try to do the right thing, what you feel is right, what you really want to do, but God had other plans for both of us, and it's really tough to see the good in the midst. We were shopping for a house to move into together once we got married. And once we called off our engagement, I was going to call off my house hunting journey. But my friends and the Lord helped me to keep going. And God blessed me with this amazing duplex, this amazing home that I have. You know, even though I'm not married or living with anyone, I'm still thankful that that worked out. But yeah, there was a lot when going through it, for sure. And a lot of times I wonder, what was the purpose, Lord? But keeping my eyes on God is what kept me sane. It was definitely still painful. It was definitely still scary. But keeping my eyes on God kept me somewhat sane in the midst.
Yeah, and I feel like that is such a good example of like our human logic, because you kind of feel like, well, this would make the most sense and this just seems good, but you really heard from God that that was not what he had for you, right?
Yeah, definitely. And he talks about in the book that says, if you don't look long enough while filtering your perception through the word of God, it's way too easy to prematurely mislabel something. And so spending that time, first of all, looking long enough, spending the right amount of time, and then also filtering your perception through the word of God is just crucial. I don't know if that's something I was really doing at the forefront of my mind in my relationship. Mm. And that's where I really messed up and wasn't being wise and wasn't doing the relationship justice. And so now I'm really trying to memorize the word of God. Lord, and I know you've been big on scripture memory and just how that affects your mind and your whole life.
Yes, it's huge. It's huge for sure, man. And this is a shout out to a book. This book, I mean, the Lord had really been doing a lot and convincing me about making scripture memory a regular practice, as regular as reading the word in my life, which is like every day. Working on memorizing scripture, because that is like, I grew up in church all these years, girl, but ain't not a single don't have a scripture memorized,
right?
But that was something the Lord was really putting on my heart and convincing me of. And then I read this book by, I always forget this man's name, is it Craig Groeschel?
Yeah,
Craig, not Greg. Okay, Craig Groeschel, Winning the War of Your Mind. Listen, Yeah. I need everybody to listen, actually. Listen. You need to listen. I listened to that audiobook, and it was just a very big convincer. Yeah, winning the war in your mind, changing your thinking, change your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just a really big convincer that to the way that we really fight our mental struggles, honestly, mental health stuff. I mean, obviously, you take, you know, more clinical steps too with mental health stuff, like talking to a counselor, being on meds if you need to do that. But the way that we fight and we honestly, our minds change is through the word, the memorization and meditation on the word is so powerful. And it opened my mind too, just to, you're meditating and you're memorizing something, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the music you listen to or the TV shows you watch, like you remember how this episode went and what was going on. And, you know, you're meditating on and memorizing something. So is it going to be the stuff of the world or is it going to be the word that sets you free in your mind? So, yeah, and that really just speaks to, you know, when we're in these storms, when we're in these times where it's very wavy, as he says, like Christ has told us that we don't, he's not given us a spirit of fear. And that is so, so huge. I love this verse that Michael Todd put in the book, Romans 8:15-17. You have not received the spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. And I just feel like that is such a, if you tend to be on the fearful side of things, which we all struggle with fear, but I know I tend to be extra scared. I'm extra scared, extra cautious. That is such a good verse to memorize to help you during those wavy, feeling unstable times, for sure, that God is in control. You are his adopted child. You're provided for. You have everything that you need. Like, for real, when you're in a good family, when you're a cared for child, you can be in a situation that's bad and be like, well, I can call dad. Like, I mean, it's kind of like bad, like them rich girls, like, I'm calling daddy. But that's like, that's very like, like, that's it. Like, I think about a time where like I ran out of gas on the highway and like, I called my parents, like they worked it out. Like when you're taken care of, like even in the stormy, bad situations, like there's a level of like, but it's going to be all good.
Preach.
Yeah, for sure. So that's definitely how we can be with God, no matter what your parents are on. If they are just like fully like, don't call me if you run out of gas.
Right, exactly. On the side,
you can trust in God. So that is really powerful to remember. And I would encourage people to memorize that verse because there's a lot of good, just identity stuff in there and everything.
Yeah, and I know like being in the storm and being in certain situations can be so unnerving. But Michael Todd really talks about how he says the good, bad, or ugly, every circumstance in your life is either God used or God sent, as long as you submit it to him. So even the most terrible things, I even just read, I like want to tear up just saying this, but I'm thankful for my friend for being transparent. She's publicly sharing her story and has for years at this point. But I just read the intro to one of my friend's book about how the death of her 1-year-old son. And you just think, Lord, what? That's irredeemable. There's nothing that's good. God sent, God used, God, if this is you, what is wrong with you? Like, but her perspective, this is her perspective and her words, is just that, of course, this is not what she wanted, but it will be used for God's glory through various ways, through shaping her and her husband as parents, through ministering to other people who have unfortunately lost their children, and so many other ways. And so even in the midst of just pure, just unexplainable, unfair tragedy, God is there, and every circumstance can be God used or God sent. He also talks about how some people talk about storms being a result of disobedience or distrust in God's plan. But what happens when we run into a storm because we obeyed? And that really made me think of Job. So when I think of storms, I think of Jonah and I think of Job. So Jonah, we know he's famous for the big whale, but Jonah was into a storm because he actually ran away from the presence of God and away from his assignment from God. So God caused a storm. But Job, he was obedient. He was so faithful to God. And God still caused him to go through turmoil and storms. And so it really, we don't always know the purpose. It's not always because we're sinning. But all of it can be God used or God sent. And so it's really, really interesting to try to slow down, kind of like Lauren was saying at the beginning, slow down, seek the Lord in the midst of the storm, lock your eyes on Jesus. Peter fell in the water because he took his eyes off Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so lock your eyes on Jesus and say, God, help me understand the purpose of this. Like, what is this? What are you doing? How am I supposed to respond? And you have to be with me in this, Lord, because you said you wouldn't leave me. That's your promise. So please be with me, help me, you know, and he'll show you purpose. A lot of the times the purpose is for God's glory, is for character development or God's will. A lot of the times.
Yes. Yeah. And I just want to read what you're talking about, what you're referencing, Michael Todd talks about. I just want to read his direct quote because he's got a lot of those questions and more. So he says, if you're in the middle of a storm, step back and evaluate. Did God send this? Did God export me into this? What does he want me to do or to do in me while I'm here? If you feel yourself starting to drown, ask yourself, have I taken my eyes off him? Was I listening to someone else's call? Did I send myself into this storm? If Jesus sent you there, do you really think he's going to allow you to drown? No way. I often have to remind myself, Mike, you didn't call yourself to be a pastor, bribe people to be a part of the church, or make up that crazy faith vision you wrote down. Mm. It was all sent, and where God sends, he always supplies. So, yeah, I think that that is so powerful. But one thing I want to mention, too, is this is like a big, like, kind of theological question that I think a lot of us have, especially people. And I just think everyone has. It's like evil coming, because we don't want to just talk about storms that are sent by God or storms that we make ourselves. Sometimes storms are from the world, like the world is fallen.
Right.
Like, God obviously does not does not want a lot of bad things to happen to us.
Yeah.
I mean, his ultimate plan was for us to be chilling in a garden, getting fruit and hanging out with the animals.
Right, being healthy and just
chilling. Just healthy, fit, popping, out here naked, happy. Just whatever, you know. But he uses those storms that come through because the world is fallen. He uses those for our good. So like Taylor said, whether that's character development or using them for his glory. So sometimes a storm is God ordained, like with Job, and that's a really hard thing to read and reconcile, like that God allowed all that to happen to Job. But we have to know that, like, God does not just bring every evil into our lives. Like, he uses it,
right,
and he allows it because he knows that he can care for us in it.
Right, exactly. It's a lot of people do blame God when hard things happen, and that's it. That makes sense, because you think, God, you could stop this, but unfortunately, because of love, he gives us free will. Not unfortunately, yes, but also unfortunate.
Yeah, fortunately, we have free will because he loves us and respects us as individual beings. But because of that free will, a lot of people in this life, starting with Adam and Eve, chose sin and brokenness and fallenness, which sin never just impacts you, it impacts everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So over all the years that people have been on this earth and that sin has been in the earth, people's sin has caused ripple effects. And even if you are not doing anything quote-unquote directly wrong that directly caused a bad thing in your life, just the fallen nature of the world, the generations of sin that have gone on, those things might impact you, might hit you. But God has said that he can use that for your good. He's the God of comfort, so he can comfort you and bring you through any and everything.
Yeah, and like one of the main ways that I found comfort is through prayer. I promise, prayer, people want to have this narrative that prayer is being passive and it's not really not doing anything. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes you. And so praying in the midst of the storm is key. We see Jonah did that in the belly of the whale. Jonah chapter 2 is literally Jonah's prayer. And it's him returning to the Lord and just submitting to God. Even Job has a ton of dialogue with God in the book of Job in the midst of his storm. And the key is prayer. And Mike Todd, he talks about four keys of prayer that can help to guide us when in a storm.
Yes, and I love this. He's got this, what is it called when you have an acronym? We're trying our best. Yeah. We're trying our best. Cool. But it's WAVY. Yeah, so
it spells WAVY. Yeah, that is an acronym, right? WAVY.
No, an acronym is like, it's like the opposite of a synonym. It's like a word that's right.
No, I think I'm
acrostic. Right. I think is what it is.
Okay, you're probably
a
right.
Pause to look it up.
Yes. But yeah, I'll start while you look it up. I'll talk about. So he has W is withdraw, A is ask, V is vulnerable, and Y is yes. So there are four keys to use as a guide. And he's really going based off of after the passage of when they were on the boat, the Jesus and disciples, Jesus goes away and goes to pray. And so one of the things he was just talking about, the W is withdraw. So like getting alone with the Lord, he says in this book, it can be your car, your shower, your room, your office, yeah, so, but being alone with God, having that intentional time just with God is crucial.
Okay, so we were both wrong and right.
Oh, really? So,
yes, I was wrong about what an acronym is. Very incorrect. I was thinking of something else, but you were right. An acronym is like NASA, but yeah. This is technically an acrostic, which is like, it makes each like thing has an acrostic is a poem or word puzzle or other composition in which certain letters in each line form a word or words.
Got you. Okay.
Anyways.
Yes, but moving forward. You want to tell them about the rest of the acrostic?
Yes.
I did so the W.
Yeah, so the A is ask. So just asking God for things. Like, you know, God knows your life, He knows what's good for you, but just, you know, coming to Him and asking for deliverance from the storm, asking Him to be in it with you, asking for comfort, just coming to Him and asking for what you need and what you want. And He'll speak to that.
Yes.
Yes. And then the V is for vulnerable, really being open and honest with God. He already knows where you're at. So you might as well be vulnerable and He's all knowing, so it's not like He needs your vulnerability to really, you know, have an understanding of what's going on with you. But the vulnerability helps you. It helps you to be fully just open to God and to really just relinquish what you're holding on to and have trust in Him. And then, yes. We can be confident that God hears us. And so, expect that you can hear from Him. And when you hear from Him, make your answer yes. Even if it's to take a crazy step of faith, but obedience is so important and necessary in our walks.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to, again, we talked about it on a previous episode, but just that prayer that I pray, like, God, please make your will clear and please give me the strength to obey, to say yes. Like, that's such a good prayer because He will provide.
Yeah, He really, really will. Like, in real, real time, in real, real life, He really will provide. And I'm trying to remember that. One of the things I'm doing this year is I have this thing called a miracle wall, which is just a piece of paper. I don't even know why I call it a wall, but basically a list. And I just want to like keep the miracles of God that He's done that I've seen over the past, I don't know, 10 years. And just keep that somewhere where I remember, just to remind me, like, He's a big God. He's done this before. He will do it again. Like, he is amazing. It'll just produce thankfulness in me, gratitude in me. And I have stuff in journals, but I just wanted something to be like published physically where I will like see it every day in my room, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've been wanting to do that, Taylor. Maybe that could be totally like an episode that we do. I've been wanting to have an intentional, an intention wall. And like a part of it being gratitude, things I'm grateful for, a part of it being like my intentions and goals, and then a part of it being prayer, like people, things I really want to pray for.
Yeah.
Yes, we should definitely make that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you guys should make it too. Absolutely. Leave a comment or leave a rating for us. Let us know, are you in a storm right now? And maybe if you're not, maybe there's been a storm that God has brought you from. We need to hear those miracles. For people who are in the midst, we need to hear other people's testimonies too, who've made it through. So let us know, guys. It has been great kicking it with y'all. This is a great book. We're doing great going through chapter 5. We're about halfway, so it's exciting.
Yes, it's never too late to hop in and read with us before the next episode comes out. Take a look at chapter 6. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, don't forget to subscribe, and we will see you soon. Goodbye.
Have a great week.